And so I
got to finish up in the morning.
If I could come back then.
Yeah, you can come back. I'll be around here at
I'll have about 3 hours on the questionnaire, and I wouldn't want to be in there just sitting around in your way and under your foot. Well, if you'd let me come back for a while. No, I probably wouldn't be good tonight.
No, it'd be too far back, I think. It's about 12 miles from here in there, but I was going to direct you how to go from here, and it'll just be just as easy as butter's greasy. You just take out up this blacktop here and stay on the blacktop.
It's just as easy as butter's greasy.
Stay on the blacktop till you come to 99.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be signs there. When you come to 99, you leave this highway a little before you get to 99. You get in Arkansas. You cross out of Oklahoma into Arkansas, and I believe it's number 12.
Uh-huh.
You go about a half a mile or a little more, and then as the road comes in from the south, says 99.
Mm-hmm.
You just turn to the right there. Don't forget now, don't run past those. If you do, you'll go on to Gentry. And I'd like you to go to Siloam and take a little look around at those springs.
Sure.
And one thing and another there would be a much nicer place for you.
Well, you've certainly been hospitable, and I've enjoyed our interview very much.
Well, I have to. I don't do any work anymore. I just hack around. I was cleaning around there in the yard this morning when you come, and just one little thing and another like that. My knee here, I'll just show you what a mess this is. Look here at this.
Oh, my goodness, that is swollen.
Oh, gosh, that's just like a boil.
This
knee here has got so stiff now, can't hardly get along and get over anything very high or nothing. And this other one time gave me a lot more trouble than this one. I'll just show you the difference in them. Look at,
mm-hmm.
See this one got put in here all right, and this other one here just...
I'll be done.
Hey,
and that's arthritis.
Arthritis,
huh?
Yeah.
I've got a little in my shoulder. I got shot there during the war, and sometimes it gets me when we get...
My ankles, see here, they're all swollen.
Yeah.
I can't do anything hardly.
I can do more now than I could. It was in my hands so bad I couldn't hardly do a thing, and they tell me that if I keep pretty busy all around, don't try to do too much, why, it'll be better than would if I just plumb sit down and quit, and then your joints don't go to working at all, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, and this cortisone, I guess, is good for relief right away, but I've heard that can be very bad over a long period
of
time.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. I have been to 3 or 4 different doctors, and I'm better now than I was a while, but we have some fellows in this country that's on crutches and one thing or another with this, you know.
Yeah.
I never had nothing wrong with me till I was 70 years old, and I just went all to pieces. I'll be 72 a Saturday if I live till Saturday.
You'll make it.
I believe so. Yeah, I'll be 72.
Well, there you go.
I'll answer anything I can for you.
We're just going to visit again.
That's fine.
Did you say you went fishing when you were a boy? Was that a...
Oh, I wasn't too much of a fisherman. I done quite a bit of squirrel hunting and and rabbit hunting and one thing or another. I never got very much schooling. If I tell them sometime if I'd have got a lot of schooling, I might have really made something out of myself, but I was
look
a natural born
farmer. Look at all your land.
Natural born farmer. There was a man here that visited me here 6 or 8 months ago, and I went down in my pasture and down in my pond around. He wanted to take some pictures of a rock fence. I had some rock dams I'd made across these gullies. I said to him, his name is Homer. I said, I never did get no education, Homer. He's got to talking about how nice my farm was.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I always liked the farm and just stayed on the farm. He says, he was a well-educated man. He says, you got a better education than I have.
Yeah, that's true.
He said, you can get along in life better than I can. But I learned this from...